You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon, and my next guests are some student athletes, Linnea, Katie, and Finn. Welcome to the show, everyone.
Thank you.
Hi. You're all here from the Juno Nordic Ski Team. Could one of you tell us a bit about the team? How about you, Linnea?
The ski team is a super welcoming group of middle schoolers and high schoolers, and we meet 4 times a week and get out and skate ski and do races in Alaska and in Canada. It's just a really fun group to be a part of.
Is it just skate skiing or do you do like Nordic skiing too?
Nordic skate and classic skiing.
Where do you like to ski around town, Katie?
We go to Montana Creek. We do the lower loop at Eagle Crest. We ski a lot on the campground on Mendenhall Lake as well. And more recently, we've been skiing out Pioneer Road out in North Douglas.
I skied on that as well. That's a good one. Aaron, what do you love about cross-country skiing? Finn, sorry. What do you love about cross-country skiing?
I really like how it's, it's just super fun to skate ski and classic ski because I like going downhill too. Mm-hmm. But it's also just really physical. And yeah, that's what I like about it.
After you've been going up for a while,
exactly.
That downhill slope starts looking pretty good. Well, you've got an event coming up. It's the second annual Ski for the Gold event. Can one of you tell me what is Ski for the Gold?
So it's a community event to help just celebrate Nordic skiing together. And so it's out at the Mendenhall Lake and campground. And so basically we come together and just ski and log as many kilometers as possible. And it's a fun event for us Nordic skiers in the club, but also for any people who do it recreationally in the community as well.
Great. Is it, what's the purpose of the event or what's the goal?
This event was kind of started last year in inspiration of the Olympic athletes, Keegan Randall and Jesse Diggins, who won the first gold in Nordic skiing for women, which they're super inspiring figures. And we actually we made cardboard cutouts of them and had them on the lake. And we did that again this year. So it was kind of started by that. But it's just it's a really fun community event. Our goal is to ski 2,000 kilometers collectively this year as a team, too.
Wow. So you're just doing it to sort of log the kilometers and mm-hmm. and celebrate the gold medalists. That was pretty exciting when they won, huh?
Yeah.
Were you guys watching it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We talked about it at practice, too, and kind of took some lessons away from it, too.
Yeah.
Excellent. Is there any like fundraising involved in this, or do you just want people to come out and ski?
We are doing a fundraiser where we're doing like pledging per kilometer.
So
we're going to ski 2,000 kilometers. So that's pretty sweet.
So you want to get folks to sponsor you, and then you ski as many kilometers as you can.
Yeah. Well, no, we're going to ski 2,000.
That's the spirit. So when and where is this taking place again?
This is at the campground in Mendenhall Lake. So it'll start at 9 in the morning and go till 4, but people will be coming in and out all day, and you can just ski and log your kilometers, and, yeah, it'll be kind of going on all day.
So how many kilometers did each of you ski last year?
I don't remember last year.
Maybe around 30.
Yeah.
30 each?
Yeah.
Your grand total, what was your grand total last year?
I think 1,476 kilometers.
Something around there.
Wow. How many skiers did you have to get that many?
Around 22 skiers on the team.
Wasn't just the team skiing.
Yeah, we counted community members and different people who'd come throughout the day. Yeah.
Great. So everyone can participate if they want.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, terrific. And could someone like me get sponsored to ski kilometers, or is it just for the students?
We're just doing the pledges, but anyone is welcome to collecting pledges to ski kilometers, but anyone is welcome to ski, and anyone is welcome to donate to the team, too. That's always welcome.
And how do you hope to use the money?
Part of it will go towards our travel at the end of this month. We're going to Whitehorse to do a ski relay trip, and then other parts of the funds will go to future trips, and then just any extra expenses we need, and then additionally scholarships for kids who can't afford the expenses of the club.
Great. Well, listeners, if you're just joining me, I'm speaking with members of the Juneau Nordic Ski Team about Ski for the Gold event. It's this Sunday, February 17th, 9 a.m. at the Mendenhall Campground. Where's the best place to get information?
Yeah, the Juneau Ski Club Facebook site has information updates where, yeah, you can check in.
Great. And jnski.org is another place to get information online, I'm hearing. Is there anything else that anybody would like to add about this event or the ski club?
I would just like to add the thank you to some of our sponsors for this event. Valley Medical has been a major sponsor to make this happen, 4-H Club, Foggy Mountain, Nugget Alaska Outfitters, COPA, various other numerous individual sponsors who have donated to the team. And we also have a lot of collaborators in town that make this team possible and make this event possible. The Juneau Nordic Ski Club, who volunteers to go out and groom the ski trails that we all enjoy. They're super, super important to us. CBJ for all their support. So, yeah, lots of collaborators out there.
Yeah, shout out to all those, especially those groomers.
Yeah.
Really much appreciated. Well, Finn, Katie, and Linnea, and Mo, thank you all for being here today. Best of luck on Sunday. I hope you have a great time, and I know you'll get to 2,000.
Thank you.
Thank you.